Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah, and the topic is Early Childhood. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the generous, the majestic, who has blessed us with the gift of children. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, the great, the exalted. And I bear witness that our Master, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his messenger, a man of noble character. May Allah confer his blessings, peace and benediction upon him, his family, companions and all who follow them until the day of return. To proceed, I advise you, servants of Allah and myself, to fear Allah. He, the Almighty, has said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And fear Allah, through whom you ask one another, and fear Allah regarding the wombs. Servants of Allah, there is a prayer that prophets, messengers, and the righteous servants of Allah have made, prayer in which lay humanity's endurance, continuity, growth, and cultivation of a fulfilling life. It was the prayer of Prophet Zakaria, peace be upon him. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. O my Lord, grant me from yourself a good offspring. And the prayer of the servants of the Most Merciful. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes. Indeed, children are a great gift from Allah, one that brings joy to their parents and a comfort to their eyes. So, those whom Allah has blessed with children, give thanks to Him for them, recognize their rights, and fulfill your responsibilities towards them by striving to treat them well and taking good care of them. O believers, experts and specialists agree that early childhood, extending up to the age of 8, is one of the most important and most critical stages of a person's life. Allah the Most High says, ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. Then He brings you out from the wombs of your mothers as a child. When we consider the lives of the prophets, peace be upon them, Yusuf, Musa, Yahya, Isa, and our Master and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that this stage was an important part of their lives. Early childhood is the introduction to human life, the first stepping stone. During this stage, the details and complexities of an individual's life take shape, including knowledge, language, identity, balance, personal strength, and mental and physical health. Islam has granted this stage significant importance and recognition. When a child is born, he is received by congratulations and prayers, and the entire family celebrates his arrival. His mother embraces him in her arms, drawing him close to her. Her embrace brings him comfort and warmth, and her milk provides him with healing and nourishment. Allah the Most High says, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ. Mothers shall nurse and suckle their children. O parents, What most profoundly affects children in their early years and deprives them of their rights is when parents feel burdened by their responsibilities towards them and leave them vulnerable to neglect at the hands of others. This reflects a weakness in their care, leading to a weakness in their character and personality, depriving them of their role in life and making them susceptible to being bullied and having their thoughts and minds manipulated by addicts or extremists. Where is your responsibility, O parents? Your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كلكم راع ومسؤول عن رعيته. Each of you is a shepherd and each of you is responsible for his flock. So fear Allah in regard to your children. Consider their weakness and needs and understand their longing to see you. Yes, O father and O mother, you are responsible for your children. Keep their memory free of sins of discord and separation. Don't think that they are too young to understand what you do. Children have memories, feelings, and emotions. Instill in them the love of Allah and His blessings and peace be upon Him. Pray in front of them. Remember Allah in their presence and in their Arabic language and mother tongue. Establish in them noble morals and keep them away from negative behaviors like lying, gossiping, mockery, and ridicule. As Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, عَوِّدُوهُمُ الْخَيْرِ فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ عَادَةٌ. Foster in them the habit of goodness, for goodness is a habit. Teach them to love their homeland and its leadership. Bring them to your gathering so they can emulate you and raise them to take pride in their tradition attire, with its elegance, completeness, modesty, and dignity. Spend time with them, play with them, instill the principles of chivalry, courage, and manhood. Don't leave them to become addicted to electronic games. Instead, create physical play areas for them within your homes and gardens. Avoid scolding or mocking them, and don't make supplications against them. Instead, be patient in raising them and be gentle in guiding and advising them. For إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Gentleness is not found in anything except that is beautifies it. Pay attention to what you do in front of them, for they see you as their role models. Whatever qualities of goodness may be missing in yourselves, make up for them in your children, for they are an extension of your life and a provision for you in both this world and the hereafter. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. I say this, and I ask Allah to forgive me and you, أستغفر الله لي ولكم. O Allah, bless our children and descendants, make them a source of joy for us and a delight to our eyes, and bless us through them. Guide us to take good care of them and fulfill their rights. O Allah, have mercy on Muslim men and women, believing men and women, both the living and the deceased. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. والحمد لله رب العالمين. This khutbah is brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.